those sorts of programs. And if you've got youngsters in your house that insist on blasting your ears off by singing at the top of their voices, then I may just have the thing to bring some calm and quiet to your life and channel those voices in a more productive way. Robert Harper from Shrewsbury has decided to set up a Shropshire Youth Choir. But to make it work, he needs, it says here, youths to sing. I think that's youth as in down with the kids sort of
thing. Well, I suppose so.
Robert's with me now in the studio. Robert, good evening.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Firstly, why?
Why? Because I was in a youth choir when I was 16 to 18 in South Glamorgan, and it's a very, very fond memories that I have from that time, and we did some great concerts. I enjoyed it immensely, and I've missed music for the last 20 years, and now it's time for me to get back to it and to give some of my old knowledge of music over to the children, really.
So your background is a musical background?
It was very much from when I was growing up till I was about 21, and then for 10 years I was an actor and I did a lot of music and a lot of performing, and then I've had a business, and due to the boring old recession that failed in December, and I've had a lot of time to think about what I want to do, and I've decided to get back into music, retrain myself, and to give some of my knowledge over to the children, really.
Now, I mean, in all seriousness, you're going to have a lot of hoops to get through.
Absolutely.
Not least of which, obviously, bearing in mind current views on certain things, such as, you know, CRB checks, that sort of stuff.
Very much so.
It's very difficult, isn't it?
It is. There are lots of things that we need to get together. Now, I've got the support of quite a few people that I've found lately, a lady who's going to help with event management, a lady who's helping with PR, and very importantly, on that subject, a lady from a law firm who's going to help with us finding the legal hoops that we need to go through and how we process these CRB checks and who needs to have them and what we portray over to the parents to make sure that they know that their children are going to be looked after properly.
Absolutely, and safe as well.
So absolutely.
Assuming that everything's taken care of on that side,
yes.
Let's park that to one side. We'll let certain tabloid newspapers worry about that.
Yeah.
Let's deal with the positives. Let's deal with the choir.
Yes.
When you were singing, what were you singing in Wales? Were you doing all that sort of, you know, that Welsh close harmony malarkey?
We did lots of Welsh harmony. We did lots of stuff in Welsh. I'm not Welsh speaking myself, but we did lots of traditional music and some modern music and big, very big pieces. I was involved in a concert of Gershwin music, which isn't quite up to the youth, as you say. Hmm. But what I
didn't say that. The script said that.
It's got Y-O-F-F-S. But what I want to put together for the children is a broad range. So there'll be some traditional stuff to challenge them a little bit more, and some other things. You know, do a nice four-part harmony of Angels by Robbie Williams, something like that. Some Christina Aguilera. Get all those things together and mix it all up so we've got a nice broad spectrum.
Okay, how hard is it? Because you've got a musical background, you've been an actor.
Yeah.
How hard is it? Because there may be, you know, people, kids, youths listening right now, or parents of youths, who might be thinking, oh, well, my little kid can carry a tune. But how hard is it going to be actually to do all this?
To do that in a choir, in a choir concept. Well, what I would like is I would like children who have got some knowledge of music. They can understand, they can perhaps read the rudiments of music.
Right.
What I'm not trying to do is I'm not trying to say it's going to be a big singing lesson for the children. I do want them to sort of have some knowledge of reading the music so they can follow the tunes and so on. But it's going to be easy. They're going to find it tremendously easy, but challenging, and they'll need some discipline and they'll enjoy a lot of the time.
If I was to ask you the one thing you got out of it when you did it as a teenager, what was it?
Oh, it was part of being a huge group of successful children that were achieving something and were being applauded for it. We went on television, we were in the St David's Hall in Cardiff, we were asked to sing all over the place. The choir was internationally renowned in the end, and a lady called Helena Braithwaite was a huge part of that. She ran the choir, and it's inspirational, I think.
Well, there you go. Right, well, if we have people listening right now who can carry a tune in a bucket, what can they do? How do they do it?
They can go on to a website we just set up the other day. There's not a huge amount of information there. It's a very, very new project. But it's www.shropshireyouthchoir.co.uk, not difficult to remember.
No.
They can go on there. There's a contact form. They can get in touch with us, tell us that they're interested, that they'd like to either help out or be a responsible adult there, or to, you know, they'd like to come and join the choir and sing, and get in touch with us that way, and we'll be collecting all the information and then getting back in touch with everyone at the end of August.
Any lower or upper age limits?
It's probably going to be between 13 to 18 years old.
Okay, so it's shropshireyouthchoir.co.uk, and Youth Choir is all one phrase.
Absolutely.
Good luck with it. I hope it works out for you.
Thank you very much for having me, John.
That's Robert Harper, who's been with me here, talking about the Shropshire Youth Choir.